Businesses now have a new way to fundraise for charity through digital advertising. Good Impressions is a software company that lets businesses tell people about the causes they support. The money generated then goes to charity. Ryan Tashima McCormick is a graduate of the University of Hawaii at Manoa. He co-founded the company in New York, but felt Hawaii was the ideal place to launch the business. American Savings Bank was its first client. Tashima McCormick spoke with producer Jason Ubai. He explains how Good Impressions works.
It's a software business and a giving platform that makes it very simple for marketers to use their existing digital ads to show the people that are seeing the ads what causes they support and to raise additional funds for nonprofits. And so the reason why we felt like this was important to build was that, having worked in digital marketing and advertising technology, much of the focus is on driving results for the marketers. And the people that are seeing the ads are almost an afterthought. There's research that shows that right now people just don't like ads, online ads specifically. I think 90% of people recently polled find digital advertising annoying. And at the same time, there's this opportunity for brands to connect on a much deeper level with people that are seeing the ads. People value the company values. And that starts with understanding if these companies really care about their customers. People have to work really hard to earn a living, and they choose what products they're going to buy. And you know, our belief is that they will value and support brands that show that they care about them by giving back to them directly in their communities. And so we wanted to build this platform that made that possible.
I know most people, like you're saying, most people are annoyed and they try to avoid digital advertising, or, you know, maybe their eyes pass over it. How does Good Impressions, how will this make a difference where people are like, oh, I want to look at this now, or I need to... This is something that will engage me.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're still early in starting out, but the goal is that if we can differentiate regular ads from these good impression ads, which we try right now by putting a yellow border around the ads and a halo that will be either in the top left or top right corner, that they'll see there's a couple polls for the person looking at the ads. One is to understand, curious what this halo is, and if they actually understand that this is an ad that's giving back to the communities, we're hoping that they're curious as to what beneficiaries that the marketer is sponsoring. So what organizations and nonprofits, and what are the values associated with this brand? It's also, and this is kind of a call to action for people seeing the ads, we want the people that are seeing these ads to engage with the ads, because that is a signal that the marketers are listening to understand if they should be giving back more to the communities versus just saying, no, we're good. We've covered our philanthropic efforts. We have business results that we need to look after. That's our priority. But if people are starting to recognize these ads and paying attention to the ads, and we're tracking all of this, then the marketers are going to associate giving back as good for business, and they'll give back more to their communities versus pocketing that additional revenue and keeping it versus giving it back.
The advertisers can choose which causes they'd like to donate to, I mean, through their ads?
Yeah, so currently, just to make this as easy as possible for marketers to participate, we know that many marketers give back to various nonprofits, and I think Hawaii is a good example of a place where there's lots of local businesses. Like our initial launch partner is American Savings Bank. They have a whole program of nonprofit partners that they've selected along with their employees that they want to support, and so they're already invested in these partnerships. And what they're lacking, though, is any kind of sustained awareness for the everyday person who is, you know, very unlikely to know about this if they're not working at ASB or haven't seen some initial press. So typically, there's some initial PR push around some charitable effort and partnership, but there's no sustained awareness. And these are the same marketers that are spending a lot of money on their digital advertising efforts. And so they're paying for real estate and they're bidding for your attention as a person. And so what we wanted to do is say, look, you are in front of people. You're paying to get in front of people and you're also giving back. So how do we bring that together? And it's a very simple piece of technology that we've built that's scalable, or they can easily add this onto any of their digital ads that they're buying.
You said it's scalable, but I think I'm interested that you live in New York and the company is based there, but your first client was American Savings Bank. They're a Hawaii-based company. Why did you start with them, and what compelled you to start to have them as your first client?
Well, Hawaii is, just from my experience in both New York and in Hawaii working, it's a much more community-oriented place. I think there's also a much more meaningful impact of having a brand supporting local nonprofits. There are situations that could happen if we were working with a national company on the mainland that wants to support a nonprofit, let's say in Florida, and if the user is seeing an ad in California, it just might not be as impactful. Whereas in Hawaii, these are local nonprofits, and this is ASB is a local bank servicing their community. And so there just seemed to be a very strong fit behind businesses that serve a local community are invested in taking care of their people. And the marketers out here seem to understand that a lot more, where it's a much tougher sell on the mainland to convince someone who is typically more focused on short-term business results to justify putting aside budgets that could be spent to buy more ads to giving back to the community. Hawaii is it's the perfect launch environment for the company. And so we're optimistic that Hawaii can be the example to show other companies all over the world what this can mean for their brand.
How much money do you hope to raise maybe over the next year for charities through Good Impressions?
It's going to depend on how much adoption we get from marketers. But for some perspective, an initial test campaign that we did with American Savings Bank raised $4,000. And that's not nothing. And we're really proud of that. I think we would be happy. And our ultimate goal is how much impact we make is signaled by how much money we can raise for nonprofits. So we'd love to see in the next, I'd say 18 months, $500,000 to $1 million raised. Wow. That would be satisfactory based on the amount of work that everyone's put into building this platform. I think that it's people that don't work in the advertising industry may not realize how much power they have. People today feel like they're forced to see ads, and they may underestimate how much attention and the resources that these companies have to listen to feedback. So I'd like to compare it to restaurants and Yelp. There was this turning point when Yelp came out where all these individuals started, writing reviews, the ratings, the comments, and that directly impacted those small businesses' success. And so they started to cater to their customers, and they wanted to make sure that they, were servicing them well. I think the same is true with your more typical everyday consumer packaged good product, where you have an opportunity now through social media channels with Good Impressions, our ad platform, to signal that you're interested, that you care about these values. And if they start to see that momentum, I think we'll start to, the whole advertising value exchange will shift towards ads not just pushing their message on you, but saying, give me a reason, let's give the people a reason to pay attention to these ads. A trend, could be, a lottery system where you get free stuff through ads. That would be great. Maybe that's, you'd start to pay attention to ads versus wanting to X out of the ads and, install an ad blocker. So We're starting to see that. Examples would be with user data. There are companies that are saying, hey, if you give us some information about you, similar to a research panel, we'll pay you. So starting to see that really early stages. But that was also, you know, an inspiration in starting the business, is that really it was just trying to give value back to the people that are seeing all these ads.
That was Ryan Tashima McCormick, co-founder of Good Impressions, which allows businesses to donate to charitable causes through digital advertising.